What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Andrew's Amazon and eBay Dropshipping Channel. Thank you so much for tuning in this video. I really appreciate your time, attention, and ears. I know we missed last week. It's all right, though. Last week was a busy week. I'm going to talk about it on Monday's video. I'm back into the rhythm of things. A lot of things are smoothing over, and we'll talk about that in Monday's video 100%. But just wanted to go over really quick with you guys what you guys are going to be watching in this video. First thing you're going to be watching is how to list items manually for your eBay dropshipping business in 2019, okay? Your manual eBay dropshipping store. Manual is the way to go. If you guys want more information on it, I've made previous videos. They'll be up in the top right, so you guys can check those out. And then there's playlists as well that you can see where I put out videos on, one, how to scale and grow your business eBay dropshipping-wise, and then two, and then I do like an overview series where like I'll show you an overview of my account. I'll tell you what I'm focusing on and things like that. So if you're interested in something like that, definitely subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell on the right. That way you know when I upload a video to the channel. But not only that, now I want to talk about like actually listing items, and let's jump into this. But actually real quick, before we do that, I do indeed want to go over this with you guys really quick. So where we're at, we're just at $14,000 in sales on the last 31 days. We have 8 items to ship out. And yeah, we're doing really well. 40 feedback now. We had top rated until it went away. We like, for some reason, eBay's tweaking, and they're pretty much saying that I'm uploading tracking like orders or tracking numbers late. That's BS. Like, I would never do that. Like, I'm trying to make this shit perfect. So why that happens, I don't know. I called about it today, and they said there's nothing they could do about it. So with that being said, you know, whatever. I'm just gonna work to get it to be a top rated seller, and then I'm gonna keep it there. But regardless, the account's doing really well. We took a little dip, and we pretty much went down a couple days in sales just because of the simple fact that, man, when you're training and you're just putting time into the infrastructure of the business, there's a lot of other things that get affected by that, and we'll go over that again in Monday's video. So what I want to do for you guys right now is list an item, right? I want to go through the process of listing an item for you guys. I have found my VA's found an item, and I just went through and took it. So if you guys want to steal this one, you can. I'm not actually going to list it. And if you want to steal a seller too, go ahead. I don't mind. But regardless, I want to show you guys how I'm listing the item. And I want to show you guys also like some of the specific reasons why manually listing it is a lot more valuable, and it's a lot more, you have more of the edge, if you want to say that, when it comes to listing it manually rather than software. So we found this item, the VA did, and it sold 5 times. It meets criteria. It does everything that we're supposed to, or it meets everything that it's supposed to. So now let's go ahead and list it. So how do I actually start listing the item? I do not want you to come to sell and then create a new item or create a new listing. We do not want to do that. What we want to do is we want to hit sell now, and we want to open it in a new tab, okay? Reason being is there's a couple reasons why. One, because I want to be able to go back to this whenever I want. Two, I want to make sure that some of my stuff matches up with what is going on their listing. And three, I just always like to have the main tab that I went over, like that I'm using. I like to always have that open. So that's really why I like to do that. So not only that, but it copies everything. So the reason why I'm hitting it sell now down here rather than up here, or rather than going to create a new listing, is because when you take sell now and you sell one of your own on this method, it copies everything for you, right? Not only the title, it copies the category. It doesn't copy those, but it'll also copy some of the, wow, okay. Okay, well, homie literally didn't fill any of that out. So this is actually a very, very good, like, we could do a lot of damage here. Like, this is actually really good. I'm going to show you guys what you could do. So it's, if the person was to have actually filled all this out, then, you know, then it would have been all filled out for you. And then all you'd have to do is kind of put in your templates and stuff like that for your item description, fill out the simple stuff, and you're good to go. So with that being said, okay, I want to go through this top to bottom, and I'll explain all of the ins and outs, and I'll explain why you want to do things a certain way, and this, that, and the other. So first, we're going to talk about the title. The title should always, you know, just be left how this title is. Why are we leaving the title the same? One, it's how the listing is getting ranked. Two, this listing is selling, okay? This listing is sold 5 times in the past 30 days. So what does that mean? That means that it's a good listing, it's doing well, and it's ranking well enough to where people are seeing it and they're clicking on it and buying it. So with that being said, the title is what's helping it rank, and that's pretty much what eBay bases their SEO on, is the title. Other factors like the description and like the specifics, those help too, but mainly we're talking about the title here. So we want to keep it the same because it's a winner. Next is the subtitle. Now, the subtitle, I don't put one on there. I don't want to pay $1.50 for it, so I don't use it. You can if you'd like. Next is custom label. That's personally for yourself if you want to use it or not, to, you know, help with, you know, tracking items and stuff like that and spreadsheets, however you do that. So, you know, if you want to use custom labels, you can. It's not like, you know, a killer if you don't. Next is the category. So it already takes a category for you. We don't even want to mess with it. We want to just leave it how it is. The second category, I leave it alone. I never touch that. Store categories, if you have a store subscription, you can choose that, but I always leave that alone as well. Let me know if you guys want to see me actually list a variation item, because I will do so for you. I'll make a separate video on it, because I can go into a whole, you know, greater detail, and we can just make a whole video on, you know, like a variation listing. So let me know if you want to see that down in the comments below. Next is UPC, and UPC I always put do not apply or does not apply. I always put that. The condition will be automatically filled out for you, and that should be new always, or new with tags. Now, like, I get questions in Instagram DMs, like, if it's new with tags or new without tags, is that still bad or good? Like, no, you can use it. As long as it's new, that's all that matters. So the customer knows they're getting a brand new item. So I want to definitely, you know, set the tone on that, because people will like DM me on Instagram and say that. So yeah, you can have new with tags or new without tags, as long as it says new on there. Next is photos. You're going to want to actually go ahead and take the photos yourself and then put them on here. Now, what do I mean by that? And I want to give you guys a gem, a fucking golden nugget on something that will save you in the long run that I believe is going to be happening with eBay. So they already got really strict on API and things like that for eBay, which is why the manual method became a thing. And so what I think they're going to do is, I think they're going to start pretty soon. Like, I believe that once they, you know, kind of get more into, like, you know, finding out who's drop shipping from, like, retail suppliers, what I think they're going to want to do is go and like retrace your photos and see where you're getting your photos from. So you do not, like, I mean, you can download them from here. Like, if you want to download them from eBay, you can. I wouldn't. What I train my VAs to do is very simple. I'll train them to either, you can go there if the seller doesn't have any watermarks, or you can come on the supplier. But what you'll do is you'll just open this up like this. You'll hit Command Shift 4. And if you're on a Windows, it's Control Shift 4. Your cursor will turn to this, and then you just go ahead and you take a screenshot. Obviously, you don't want to take it, you know, like how I just did with my stuff over it. But regardless, you get the point. It's a screenshot now. It comes straight from your computer, so it's not going to be traced back to any sort of website. So I wanted to share that with you. That's like, I don't see anybody talking about that. That's stuff that will help you in the long term when, you know, eBay may start going back and tracing like images back to where they actually came from on accounts that are like showing signs of like where they're about to get flagged, or if the account's flagged, then you're screwed already, and then they're going to trace. You know what I'm saying? So it could help you not get flagged in that sense, because if you're raising some bars, like if you're raising some like red flags to eBay, they could be like, we want to investigate. And like, I don't know, I always like being safe than sorry. Yeah, I don't do it anymore, but I used to. Like, I used to have to screenshot everything. I used to do everything that I'm teaching you guys. So don't think that for a minute that I'm not telling you to do something or teaching something. I'm not telling you to do anything, but I'm not teaching stuff that I never done. So I've done all of this, and screenshots will save you in the long run. I promise you that. I just fully believe in it. That's why I'm speaking on it so heavily. But anyways, so you'll add your photos in here. And then you come down to item specifics, okay? Now, this is where you could do fucking damage, like major damage, how you can outdo somebody on their own listing, because item specifics are very, very key, okay? They're huge. And if you fill all of these out, well, then you're going to have an advantage over somebody who doesn't, because it's going to help you with SEO. Your listing is more full. I don't know. There's more to the listing than just the title, the description, and then the photos. Like, yeah, those are the main things, but the item specifics are very, very important. And, you know, I get a lot of common questions before I actually started implementing this. Like, there was a lot of common questions I was getting in the messages from customers due to me not, you know, putting some simple stuff in there, like the dimensions of an item, or where it's from, or whatever the case is. So, you know, you really want to put these things in there. Like, I'm not going to go through and do it because it would take me a minute. Yes, it will take you some more time, but the whole purpose of it is so that you create a better listing than your opponents or than your competition, and then you can outdo them, and then you will sell more than them. It may seem minute. These things are minute, but these are the things that matter. Do not ignore the small details. The small details are what help you win in the long term, because guess what? Not everybody's doing this small detail of filling out item specifics and, you know, doing those type of things. No one's doing that. So if you do that, you will differentiate yourself in a small way, which will help you in turn make more sales in some items, in some cases. Because not every item, even though you do this for every item, not every item is going to sell, even though it meets your criteria. Let's get that straight right now. So, but just know that this gives you an advantage. I'm trying to tell you what will give you an advantage over your competition. So fill all this out. How you can do that is it's very simple. You just look at the pictures, look at the description of the item, and then you can kind of go from there. You can find all of this information out. So go do so. And then after that, you come to your item description. Okay. So with your item description, I have just a regular template, and then I just copy the description from the supplier page. And then I will look at the dimensions right there, open, close, look, it tells you. So just input those. But anyways, I'll copy this and then I'll paste it in here, okay? When I paste it in here, it'll be nice in line with the template. It makes you make it look nice. And then there you go. There's your item description. It's very, very simple. Don't overthink it. Just, you know, put some simple stuff in there and, you know, some simple things that you want to, you know, make the buyer aware of. And that way they also cover your ass, because if the customer does purchase the item without reading your item description and then also comes back and tries to return the item due to whatever reason, they try and say that, you know, that the item wasn't described as is or whatever, you can then refer and go back to your item description and say, yo, look, I put this. This is what is in here. This is what I was selling it as. And it's honestly, it saved me. Like, it's, again, I'm not telling you things that haven't helped me. Okay. These things help. They saved me. Because, you know, I could have had a case go against me, but since I covered my ass and I put in the description what the actual, like, when you purchase this listing, this is what it includes. So when I did that, it saved me at the end, because the buyer was, you know, not smart and he didn't read the description. So therefore he got screwed out of it and he lost the case and I didn't have to worry about anything. So again, I'm telling you things that I've been through experience. These things work and they save your ass in the long run, because you will have customers on eBay who will do that. Not so much Amazon, but eBay 100%. They will definitely do that. So they will help. That will help you out a lot. And another thing that I really want to talk about when it comes to your description is, and also when it comes to specifics, and something that I want to just kind of, another thing that I know that not a lot of people are putting out there that I definitely want to talk about is the California Prop 65. Okay. I've lost money on this two times. Now, also the reason why I said this saves you, the item description saves you, is because of one time with Prop 65, when I had a customer who lived in California who didn't read the description, bought the item, and then I couldn't ship it to him. My VA hit me up and said, yo, like, he lives in California, we can't do this. So then I had to contact eBay, and then I had to cancel his order on, like, because of an address issue. And then it saves you, because then if the customer tries to complain, you could say, look, dude, you didn't read the description. I want you guys to also just be aware of Prop 65 in general. So if you scroll down, and usually under here, it will have like a yellow triangle, pretty much just letting you know props. It'll say Prop 65 warning, or warning Prop 65, pretty much means that the item just can't be shipped to California. So you definitely need to, you know, do that. Like, be aware of what can and cannot be shipped to California. California, again, if you're a newcomer, like, this may not be obvious to you, but when you are selling on eBay or when you're doing business online, a lot of orders come from California. A lot, like, a lot come from Florida and a lot come from California, okay? So with that being said, you could have a lot of returns on your hands. You could have a lot of cancellations on your hands, and you want to minimize those as much as possible, especially in the beginning. And, you know, overall, of course, but especially in the beginning. So that's another thing that not a lot of people are telling you or talking about that is very important that you need to be aware of. Prop 65, put it in here that you cannot ship to California. Okay. You need to do that. It will save you. So that's pretty much item description. And I know I went into some in depth on some of those things, especially item specifics and the description, but those things are very, very important. So if you need to rewatch the video or rewatch those parts, definitely do so, because that stuff's very important. But next we come to the selling details, the format. I don't touch anything, to make this very simple. I don't touch anything except for the price. Okay. The buy it now price, I list it whatever I'm going to list it as. Now the quantity, I leave it at one. Okay. When it sells, after it sells once, I'll put it up to 5. Okay. Now that's just me. If you want to do 3, you can do whatever you want. Do whatever makes you feel comfortable or what you want to do as far as like raising the quantity. But I always leave it at 1 at the beginning. So I just kind of want to set the tone for that. But everything else I don't touch. So we could just, you know, breeze through that. Next is your business policies. If you guys want me to actually make a video on the business policies, let me know. I'll show you how to set them up. I'll show you some good tips and tricks for, you know, how to make some extra cash without really having to do, we literally don't do anything and you make an extra however much you want to charge. I could show you how to do that. It's a nice little tweak and it's a nice way to make you some extra money every month. So I could show you that in another video. If you would like to see that, comment down below as well. And then you also have your item location. So from your item location, there's a lot of people who are going back and forth. I'm going to make a separate video on this, but there's a lot of people who are saying that, you know, you shouldn't use multiple locations because it's going to get you flagged. It's complete BS. I've been using it since the beginning of my account and I haven't gotten flagged. Like my impressions and everything are good. So like I haven't been flagged. So it's very simple how to do this. You come over here to change, put multiple locations as your city and state, and then put your country as the US, and it will come out perfectly. So that is what you need to do for that. Now, next, that pretty much covers up the shipping details. Okay, and then after that, you have the sell it faster. With your sell it faster, you have promoted listings and value and pricing. Now, both are very, very important, and both can most definitely be used to your advantage. Now, there's so much that I can go into on this that I literally just... There's so much that I can go into. I'm going to make separate videos on both and like items that could actually utilize value and pricing. I think that'd be very informational video, but for now, let's talk about the promoted listing. We're only going to skip over it really fast. Like we're only going to cover like, you know, a summary, a synopsis of it. I'm not going to go into full detail, but I do use promoted listings on every listing. Promoted listings are what make more than half of my sales. If I wouldn't go more than half, but definitely half, like definitely half the sales it definitely counts for. So it's very important. And whatever you want to set your percentage at, you can. I would set mine usually at trending rate just because the trending rate is what I want to start it off as, just so I can actually get the items, you know, seen, and it's going to bring more traffic to my store. It's going to have more people see my item, and then potentially buyers are going to actually purchase the item. So I will always go with the trending rate at the beginning, and that is what I do for the promoted listings. Now, I'll make a separate video going into it in depth. And then other than that, guys, that is it. Then you can actually list the item and go ahead and start selling it after about a day or two, depending on how quick it gets into, you know, how quick it ranks and all that good stuff. So that is it, guys. Like that is how you actually go through and list an item manually on your store in 2019 for your manual eBay dropshipping store. Now listen, like if you need to go over this again, because I do speak very fast, or I'm not going to just re-go through everything for you one more time to make the video too long. If you need to go re-go through it, then go ahead. But there's a lot of like key things in here that I gave you that not a lot of people are talking about or are telling. So I really want you guys to understand that there are some things in here that if you go through other videos, you are not going to see. So I hope you guys understood this video. I hope it makes sense. I hope that you guys, you know, got value from this video. Maybe you've been watching 3 or 4 listing videos and this one, mine, brought you different type of value. I shared something with you that not everybody else is. So I hope that you just at least gain some value from this. Thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate your time, attention, and ears. And I'll see you guys next Friday. I'll see you guys Monday, of course, for the overview, but I'll see you guys next Friday as well for the actual tip video and what's next in the process. And we're going to go over how to actually fulfill an order that you got for eBay. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you guys in Monday's overview. Peace.